User Guide for MicroSpeak Plus. Thank you for choosing Talking Products Limited. We hope you enjoy using your MicroSpeak, and we are here to support if you need any assistance. A written version of this user guide is also saved onto the memory within a folder called User Guide. Important notes. MicroSpeak is not recommended for children under 3 years. Do not allow this product to come into contact with water. MicroSpeak contains a non-replaceable, rechargeable battery. Please do not attempt to open the case and remove the battery. Warranty is void if the case is opened for any reason. To avoid damaging your ears with excessive noise, please adjust the volume level before you listen to a track using earphones. Features. The following two paragraphs will assist users with a visual impairment to locate buttons and features. The speaker and microphone are hidden behind the grille on the top half of the unit. The record button is located below the speaker grille in a central position. There is an LCD display below the record button, and three navigation buttons are located below the LCD display. These navigation buttons consist of a square play pause button in the centre, with the previous button located to the left and the next button to the right. There are volume control buttons and an earphone socket located on the right side. There is a memory card slot located on the left side. The power on-off switch is located on the bottom edge to the left side. A USB socket is located to the right of the power switch. Slide the power switch to the left position to turn on and slide to the right to turn off. MicroSpeak includes voice prompts and beeps to assist blind and low vision users with certain functions. Welcome message. When using MicroSpeak for the first time, slide the power switch to the on position. After the MicroSpeak is powered on, you will hear a voice prompt that will state it is ready to use, followed by the status of the battery. There are four battery levels, comprising of high, medium, low, and empty. MicroSpeak will then go into play mode, and the pre-recorded welcome message will be ready to play. The file name is Guide MP3. Press the play button once to hear the message and alter the volume to suit your requirements. How to charge the battery. Before using your MicroSpeak for the first time, please charge the battery as follows. A. Turn your MicroSpeak off and connect it to a USB port on a computer using the USB cable provided. B. The battery icon on the screen will flash to indicate charging and then stop when fully charged. You will hear an audio prompt to confirm that the MicroSpeak is charging. C. When the battery is fully charged, the battery icon will stop flashing. Disconnect the cable when complete. Note: after the first charge, we suggest that you use up the power completely before you recharge. This process will help you to achieve a long battery life. Note: your computer must be turned on for the MicroSpeak to charge using a USB socket. USB mains plug adapter. As an alternative method of charging, you can connect your MicroSpeak to a USB mains plug adapter using the cable provided. See our website for details. How to record. A. Slide the power switch to on and the light will turn green. B. Press the record button once. The light will turn red and you will hear one beep. The screen will display the word recording and the time lapse to indicate progress. C. Speak clearly into the microphone. Alter your distance from the microphone as required. If you wish to pause your recording at any time, press the Play Pause button. You will hear two beeps to confirm that recording has paused. To resume recording, press the Play Pause button again and you will hear one beep to confirm that the recording has resumed. E. When you have finished recording, press the Record button once and you will hear three beeps to confirm that your message has been saved. File saving will appear on the screen and the light will turn green. F. Repeat the steps above to create additional recordings. G. After each recording has been saved, MicroSpeak will automatically return to play mode, so it will be ready to play your recording instantly. The file name will be displayed on line 2 of the screen. Note: each saved recording will be given a unique file name. All the recordings will be saved onto the SD card memory within a folder called Record. If you have low vision, you may wish to add a voice note at the beginning of each recording. This will help you locate specific voice recordings when you are navigating. How to play back and pause. A. Press the Play Pause button once to start the playback. If you wish to pause the playback at any time, press the Play Pause button once. You will hear a voice prompt to confirm that the playback has been paused. To resume playback, press the Play Pause button again. Note: when the sound file is playing, the file name will be displayed on screen line 2 and the time lapse on line 3. How to fast forward and fast reverse. While a message is being played back, you can press and hold the Next or Previous button. This will move the playback status back or forward at a fast rate to enable you to find a chosen time point. As you press and hold the button, the screen will display the time lapse to indicate your position within the message. How to navigate your recordings. While a recording is paused or being played back, press the Next or Previous button to select and play a different recording. The screen will display the file name to help you find the recording you require. How to delete a recording. A. Select the recording you wish to delete and press the Play Pause button. While the recording is being played, press and hold the Play Pause button. You will hear a voice prompt to confirm the playback has been paused. You will then be asked if you wish to delete the file or not, i.e. yes or no. C. Press the Previous or Next button to move the cursor onto either yes or no. When the cursor is on no, you will hear the word no, and when the cursor is on yes, you will hear the word yes. Press the Play Pause button to confirm your choice, and a voice prompt will confirm that the file has been deleted. The screen will display File Deleted. Note: you can also delete files by connecting your MicroSpeak to a computer using the USB cable provided. Connect to a computer or Mac. A. Connect your MicroSpeak to an available USB socket on a computer or Mac using the USB cable provided. B. The first time MicroSpeak is connected to a computer, it might install the drivers and may require the computer to be rebooted, depending on your operating system. C. The computer or Mac will recognize MicroSpeak as a USB storage device and will appear as MicroSpeak within the File Explorer window. D. Your recordings will appear in a folder named Record. You can move or copy files to and from your computer as you would with any USB storage device. Use the Record folder to store new files to play on your MicroSpeak. Use the Record folder to store new files to play on your MicroSpeak. But please note that you can only play back files that are saved in MP3 format. Tip: we advise you to save a backup of your recordings on a regular basis to the hard drive of your computer. Volume control. To increase the volume, press the plus button, and to decrease the volume, press the minus button. Earphone socket. Use the earphone socket on your MicroSpeak for personal listening, but please adjust the volume level before use. SD card memory storage. Your MicroSpeak is fitted with a 1 GB micro SD card. This will allow you to store the equivalent of 15 hours of recording time. You can transfer other MP3 sound files onto your MicroSpeak, such as music or podcasts. For normal use, the SD card will not need to be removed or replaced, so we advise that you do not remove it. The MicroSpeak will not operate without an SD card inserted. If you do wish to increase the memory storage of your MicroSpeak, you can replace the 1 GB card with a new card that has a larger capacity of up to 16 GB. Power saving mode. If your MicroSpeak is left with the power on and not used for 15 minutes, it will automatically power off. To turn the MicroSpeak back on again, slide the power switch to off position and then to the on position. Troubleshooting. MicroSpeak has been designed to work reliably in normal conditions, but it is possible that problems may occur. Please check the following suggestions before contacting us. Problem: no green light and nothing on the screen? Solution: battery may be flat. Recharge the battery. Problem: the file I downloaded from my computer will not play? Solution: MicroSpeak will only play files in MP3 format. Problem: playback has frozen? Solution: try a reboot. Switch device off and on. Problem: I can't record? Solution: the memory might be full. Try deleting some files. Problem: no memory error message appears on the screen. Solution: this error will display when there is no SD card in the slot. Check that the SD card is fully inserted. Problem: I have another issue or question? Solution: please contact customer services by sending an email to info@talkingproducts.com. Audacity audio editing software. Tip: if you would like to edit your voice recordings, we recommend Audacity. It is free and easy to use and allows you to cut, copy, convert, splice, or mix sounds together. Please visit www.audacityteam.org for more information. Technical specification. Recording format. MP3, 128 kbps, mono. Recording capacity, 15 hours, using 1 gigabyte SD card. Memory size, 1 gigabyte micro SD card. Playback format, MP3. Built-in battery, 500 mAh lithium-ion polymer battery. Battery life, approximately 3 hours recording or playback. Certification, UKCA, CE, FCC, ROHS and EN71. Size, 105 by 60 by 22 millimeters. Product code, MIC-1GB-APY. Safety information. This product is not suitable for children under 3 years. Do not dismantle or immerse in water. Please dispose responsibly by following guidelines from your local authority. Support and warranty. Microspeak is provided with a 1-year warranty for problems found during normal usage. Mistreating your Microspeak or opening the case will invalidate this warranty. Any data stored on your Microspeak and any consequential loss is not covered by this warranty. The battery cannot be replaced. Out-of-warranty repairs may be subject to a replacement fee. Contact information. Talking Products Limited. Unit C8, the Premier Centre, Abbey Park Industrial Estate, Romsey, SO51, 9DG, UK. Email info@talkingproducts.com. Telephone number 01794 278 327. Website www.talkingproducts.com.